Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hi.
You don't understand how this works, sir. And I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
I take it back. You do know how it works. Coming to you for the first time this year from our original home, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, Franklin location. Yeah. It's Tuesday, January 2, 2018. And I swear to you, I had to correct it a few minutes ago. I had written down 2017. And then I saw it a few minutes ago and went, I'm going to fix that. I'm going to say it right. And I'm probably going to admit that I had written it down wrong. I don't know what kind of fucking situation they have here at the UCB Theater when they tell people the show is sold out. Because clearly, there's plenty of seats available for this sold out show. I even wrote on Twitter today, oh, come on down for the standby line. You know what people in LA don't do? Come down for the standby line. They go, oh, it's sold out? Fuck it. I'm going to go to Spaceland. Is that a place still? All right. What? So, yeah, I got to talk to UCB Theater about, like, deciding that the number where they determine it's sold out should be more than the number of seats. Not a lot more, but, you know, don't be afraid to turn some people away. I don't need this guy here. That's what I love about podcasting. I just do vague pointing, and the listeners think I just excluded somebody. Like, I really don't want him here. But seriously, you guys, let's start the new year right with some amazing name tags. You know what? I feel validated. I feel like there are some amazing name tags. There's a E.T. shaking his head around there like he's got a palsy situation. What does it say on that little sign he's holding? Easy. Yeah. Your name is Easy?
Z.
Z?
Yeah.
Your name is Z?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you figured out a way to tie that into E.T. Easy.
I get it.
Now, there's a sign over here that says it's the best name tag of 2018. It's, first of all, it's only day two, dude. And we didn't do a show yesterday. But you stand by that, that you have the best name tag.
Yes.
Yes. What's this Clockwork Orange thing over here?
Clockwork Orange?
Clockwork Orange? All right. Ooh, I saw this one on the internet today. What's going on there? It says the Shin?
The Shine Nick.
The Shine Nick. And it's like a door's being busted down and you're sticking your face through saying, here's Johnny. True. Here's Shine Nick. True. Good job, dude.
Oh, he took it off.
Oh, it's even got a strap for safety? Oh my God. Oh, it was your Halloween costume?
2 years ago.
You want to make sure that shit stayed on your head. Makes sense.
Otherwise, it looked like.
All right, that's enough. We've discussed it enough. Don't make me lump you in with that guy. Doug plugs. Next Tuesday, January 9th, Getting Doug with High will be live at the Troubadour in West Hollywood. One person's very, very much excited. That's all we need. Just that one screaming person. Can you imagine? January 13th, Doug Loves Movies is back at Cap City in Austin, Texas at 420. Too soon to come back to Austin? We'll see. you just don't know. And January 17th, I'm doing stand-up at Levity Live in Oxnard, California. Bring your name tags if you want to play Last Man Stanton. Well, the votes came in, and hashtag year off of Searoff didn't catch on. Like, people out there love Jacob Searoff much more than, any of us thought. And so he will be back. He got more than 500 votes, so there's no year off of Searoff. But we'll try again next year. Next December, I'll do the poll again, see how we're all doing. And, okay. Did all that. Now it's time for Tweet Relief. Tweets about movies. Trash Vis, TRASHVIS, tweeted, I hope Fast and Furious 10 is called Fast 10 Your Seatbelts. This has been Tweet Relief. Speaking of Fast and Furious, I'll be interrupting Fate of the Furious on Saturday, January 20th as part of San Francisco Sketch Fest in San Francisco. Fun for the whole family. And all of my dates and deets are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Denver.
Wait, what did you say at the end?
Denver.
DougLovesMovies.com, yeah, Denver. Oh, because of Denver, yeah. As popularized by TJ Miller and Pete Holmes. Is that what you meant?
Yes.
All right. Well, one of them is in trouble with ladies. So I don't know what's going to happen there. I brought for the prize bag a Douglas Movies t-shirt and... Some Leafly rolling papers and a button that says, ooh, I got this at Disneyland over the weekend. I don't even know. You know that they have a movie coming out called A Wrinkle in Time with Oprah and Zach Galifianakis? Yeah, they were destined to be in a serious movie? Comedy? I don't know what the fuck it is. But is Disney's A Wrinkle in Time. And then it says Tessering to 2018. Is Tessering something they do in that book?
Yes.
There you go. I figured it out because I'm a smart head. Also, we have a one of these, cigarettes. It's a fake... wait.
It's a one-hitter.
One-hitter, thank you. one hitter that looks like a cigarette, and you know, you're cool with it as long as when the cops come around, you don't drop it. Don't sound like a cigarette. And, oh, we got a little pipe from Peacemaker. And this is kind of cool. Dropped off by the filmmaker himself, a button and a copy on DVD of Haunters, The Art of the Scare. It's all about super fucked up home haunted houses and how, you know, some of them become escape rooms these days. So, yeah. The Haunters, The Art of the Scare, and it's available on Netflix. He added in a note there, and hopefully we'll have him on the show sometime. But we got three terrific guests tonight. Two newbies, you guys. Yeah, two first-time guests of Douglas Movies. One of them, I can't believe it's taken this long, and the other one, I'm very happy that it's happening at all. Please give a big warm welcome to Jessamay Peluso, Josh Wolf, and Michael Cudlitz. Yeah, I said warm welcome in totally fucked up way one time, and it stuck. That's
good.
How I say it now. Warm welcome.
Warm welcome.
Yeah. Warm welcome.
Warm come.
All right, now you ruined it.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to stop saying
already?
It.
I'm sorry.
It's a new year, and I got to change that shit up.
Oh, 2 minutes in, and you're already into warm worm cum? Are you kidding?
They don't even have reproductive parts.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't even want to deal with cold worm cum. So I'm
absolutely
pretty happy.
Not.
Let's meet them individually, starting with first-timer Jessamay Peluso is here. What's this about? What's this contraption you have here?
This is a fun little pen. I don't know if anyone's familiar with the Orchid pen. I'm not sponsored, and I probably should shut my mouth and get sponsored and make a couple G's, but fuck it. I like this thing. You plug it right in. You plug it right in your wall.
Wow, also, I love
it.
The way you, when you promote something, you jump straight to a couple of G's for your trouble. I promote that thing for a 5 spot.
Yeah.
Can I take a hit off of it?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not? Yeah, nobody ever brings these things to the show.
I hope it's
good. But you need to talk while I'm doing it.
Okay. Yeah, so I think it's pretty delicious. I was just in San Diego this weekend at the American Comedy Company, and that's where I got my gift for the bag.
First timer, huh?
I got... Oh, shit, you good? You're like a wizard. That's a big ass hit, man.
Yeah.
That was a Gandalf hit. I wanted that linger.
Gandalf takes big hits.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, he's got a big pipe.
Yeah. Oh.
I've never seen smoke come out of somebody for that long.
It came out forever.
It was crazy.
And they didn't cough at the end.
I know.
It's pretty smooth, right?
Yeah, it's super
for a pen?
Smooth.
Smooth.
It's so smooth.
Yeah, like I enjoy it.
American Comedy Company. You did a bunch of shows there for New Year's.
I was right after you. Yeah, you were on Tuesday.
Yeah, I was there, and then you. And
you told them to leave me a lot of weed. I appreciate that.
Did it work out?
It did. Worked out nice.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
give me that
I appreciate
again.
That. Get in there.
All right. Well, thank you for being here. I've been remiss in not inviting you to participate. You've been on Getting Doug with High a bunch of times. But is movie trivia like something, like, do you retain that stuff? Or you, is that something you'd be competitive in?
Doug,
I haven't even retained what we did 4 minutes ago.
Can I tell you the conversation she and I had backstage?
Please.
She says, she goes, are you smoking? Are you taking, she said, are you taking this out there? And I go, are you smoking it out there? I go, no, it's not. It's, we're not doing that show. She goes, we're not? And I go, no. Wait, it gets
this
better. It gets better.
So many shows.
And then she goes, what? And she goes, well, what movie are we watching? I go, we're not doing that show either. And she goes, what fucking show are we doing? I go, we're doing Doug Loves Movies. She goes, I don't know what that is.
Why would I know what that is?
She was so confident twice.
I want to get her on Dining with Doug and Karen as well, but
I mean, how many more?
Why do all of your icons have little red numbers next to them? Why don't you check your shit?
Don't panic. I can't, because it's like LinkedIn. I'm going to check LinkedIn. These motherfuckers sending me dick pics on LinkedIn.
Oh, my God.
I can't
I've never
up.
Seen Can you do so that? Much action.
I can't fucking keep up
Can
with this
shit.
Can
you send dick pics on LinkedIn?
I mean, if you're looking for a job, if it's a part of the skill set you need.
Why hasn't somebody started LinkDick?
LinkDick?
Why hasn't that started yet? LinkDick.
LimpDick.
LimpDick. Limpid dick.
Limped dick.
Limpid.
Limpid.
Dick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I love it.
Right there with the
yeah,
warm,
just
warm.
Just like I've got a flaccid cock. Cock.
Cock.
Cock. All right, Jessamy, settle down, because we have, you know, like we've had actors on this show, but I'm so excited this man is here. So excited to meet him. Please give it up, everybody. You know him as Abraham from Walking Dead. It's Michael Cudlitz!
Everybody up here is high, and I wish I was.
Yeah. But how excited are you to just be able to explore?
To be here?
Well, no, to be able to do different things with your facial hair. You were really locked in. You were really locked into the Abraham for a while there.
Yeah.
I was.
Not yeah. since the Rachel has there been hair on somebody's head that's been
so distinct.
So distinct and influential.
Yeah.
I like the Rachel.
The Rachel.
I like most forms of Rachel.
You have the Rachel of the face. And
sometimes
people love you on there. You must get how much do people come up to you just sad that you're gone on the show? Like they don't think you're really dead.
I'm just going to let you be high for a while. How much?
All right,
cuz
we're going to go live
with the yeah.
Please, I know you're an amazing actor, but there's no reason to do impressions of me that are mean. Well, let's just get to it. Josh Wolf is here.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
What's going on?
And you are why Michael Cudlitz is here making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of
you.
You
guys
I'm
are friends.
Fun with
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes. We've been friends for a couple
two
years.
2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. 2 years maybe.
Where did you guys meet?
We met through another friend of ours.
Ooh, somebody set you up?
Yeah, it was a brunch. And we met at a friend of ours house. I guess it's got to be 10, 12 15 years ago? Something like that?
18, the, 20.
How long? How many years?
20. 18.
Yeah, those are our wives. Yeah, 18
wow.
years. Sorry, 18 yeah. years.
Were, at the time, let me ask you this. Were yeah. you excited to meet Bob from Gross Point Blank?
I love you, man.
Because I know I am. Want to do some coke?
Do some blow?
Let me ask you something.
For a while.
I'm asking you an honest question. Have I ever met Bob from Gross Point Blank?
Yes, he's sitting right next to you, my friend.
Well, there you go. I don't know. I've never seen
Did you
seen
think
that
I
movie.
Just bring an out-of-nowhere trivia question
yeah,
at you this
you
early
yeah.
in the game? The games don't happen until I flip this over, dude.
Okay, yeah, no.
You've been on the show 17,000 times. You've been on the show more times than there are cities on the planet in the movie Valerian and the other thing.
Oh, man. That's some deep trivia.
Yeah,
yeah
deep,
well,
right?
it's a planet of...
Oh,
it's a city of a thousand planets.
Jesus.
I always fuck it up. It's like getting Doug with high. Sometimes I say getting high with Doug, and that's not fun.
Yeah.
Listen, Josh.
Yes, Doug.
Someone close to you has a very important thing to promote.
Yes.
Yeah.
So my wife.
My wife!
You!
I fucking walked you right into that. All you had to do is switch it up, save my spouse.
Yeah, but I knew you wanted it. I threw it up there for you. She wrote and directed a movie that's coming out January 19th. It's a Lionsgate film, roadside attractions film. It's called Forever My Girl, and it comes out January 19th, right? Yeah, and her name is Bethany Wolfe.
Yeah. The people are excited about this movie.
Yeah, it's got
fresh cast.
It's fantastic.
It's got over 20 million views. The trailer does online. It's got over 20 million views.
Michael, you've seen this movie already?
Seen it. It's fantastic.
All right, when am I going to see it?
I always know a movie's fantastic when I go, why am I not in your movie?
Yeah, what was that about?
I wanted to be in your movie so badly that I watched your trailer 19 million times.
And
that's
by the way,
that's a good thing, right?
Hey, can I ask a question? Why aren't I in your fucking movie?
We all know.
We know. Movie.
Can I tell you? She actually.
I was wondering about that. Okay. Or at least one acting wolf.
I'll tell you why. So
there's
four. She
three
said,
fucking acting wolves in the family, right?
I know, not this one. She said, you know, do you want a role? And I said, babe, you know, let's. And that's exactly what I said.
Oh, God, I hope when you're
like,
just hanging out, you don't go,
is
babe.
Is this a real story?
No. I said, hey. You know, I said, hey.
Listen,
no,
babe.
I said only if it makes the movie better. You know, I don't want to just have
the role.
She's
like, all right, never mind, you're not going to be in the movie.
She was like, yeah, let's do the next one.
And I thought, yeah, there's no one. There's no one in my film with a surgically attached hat.
There is. The movie's about a young boy who's got a surgically attached hat. It's really sad, guys.
It's very
and
tragic.
Yeah, it's tragic.
It's a syndrome.
It's a what?
Surgically attached hat. That's a syndrome. S-A-H. It's serious. S-H. None of us can talk tonight. We all have, like, lazy tongue up here.
Lazy tongue?
Yeah, you never had one of those?
Oh, my God. You know what? The lazy tongue was bad, but when she started snoring on it, that felt pretty good.
Send me down.
I was willing to accept it.
All right, you guys. We got to settle down.
Hey, Doug.
I can read it. Yes, I wrote it.
Send me the vape there. Send me that vape there.
Yeah, dude. Get on board.
Yeah, thank you.
You're not smoking, but you got something. You got something.
Well,
fun.
You know, I bet you ever since you took the oath to be an officer in Southland, you're not allowed to.
This is some badass
Southland fans!
I was in the green room and I was commenting on how dope his boots were. I'm like, those are some dope boots. I love those. And then he just pulls up his pant leg and pulls out a flask. I'm like, I'm fucking high right now. Yeah. That's the most manly thing ever. I think that's so dope. Just tucked into your sock.
That's not the most manly thing ever.
Warm pumice.
Everybody just got nervous.
Everyone just got so nervous. They're like, please.
I like how you turned your hat around backwards before competing with Josh. I like the.
I can't compete.
I like rally hats.
Listen, we
what
told
your,
Jessamy.
What does your hat say?
It
what
says is, Talia Surf. I don't surf.
What is that?
It's a store in Laguna Beach. I'm doing a lot of explaining tonight.
Yeah, what's with that jacket and those pants? What do you wear? Some
what's
sort of Levi
those,
suit?
What's with those pants?
Yeah, I have my Canadian
my,
have my Canadian tuxedo
you
on.
You said I'm ready for the apocalypse.
Yeah, I said.
Why is it a Canadian tuxedo? Because it's a nice, cool thing?
I don't know. I don't
Because that's
so.
How I feel about Canadians.
Such a creepy face.
I'm hoping to go to Je Paris.
Montreal.
Just voilà.
Lumiere from
that was my French. Fuck, that was bad.
Yes, that was Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast. Hoping that I get to go to a festival this summer. Oh shit, let's see. I think we covered everything.
Jesus.
I think we've said everything that needs to be said.
Looks like you stroked out halfway through writing that thing.
Halfway through all of
or
it.
The whole thing,
out.
Actually. The whole thing.
I had a stroke and then wrote two pages.
Very strokish.
You get paid by the word, Justin May. Here we go.
Oh shit.
I have a question for you guys, and I have two questions for you. Starting with Josh, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
I brought some soap that I took from the hotel.
Ooh, 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 that's good soap.
Yeah, good soap, good soap.
That some some that's like some Hampton Inn shit right there.
Some
Kipton.
Some mouthwash. And some bath gel. There was a lot of shampoo, but my son stole all of it. So, yeah.
He's got a nice head of hair, your son?
He does.
I got a head of hair, too.
You do, too, but you wear the fucking hat all the time like you don't.
I know. And then I have another hat.
Well, you should just wear it, just in case.
That's
anyone might see the top of your head.
It's from the it's from a comedy tour.
It's a Josh Wolf Halloween costume.
Exactly. I'm going as Josh Wolf.
Nobody will believe you.
Cudlitz flips the bill to the front, threatening Josh Wolf.
With my cock hat.
I go double hat now.
Oh, no.
That's terrifying.
I think double hat is a terrible look.
Can you imagine walking around with that?
Oh, but one's forward, one's backwards.
And that's kind of the Sherlock Holmes look right there.
Do I look like I could solve crimes with that? Like, no.
Speaking of Sherlock Holmes, pass the pipe back.
Okay, yeah.
I told you it's delicious.
I know, doing a joke for the listeners. Oh. No reason to be so literal, everybody.
This feels like a Black Mirror episode, I have to be honest.
I've been hearing mixed things. I hear that many of the Black Mirror episodes are not only upsetting, but they're also traumatic specifically to women.
Why are you looking at me and saying that shit?
Because you're sitting right
in
the way.
I know. I was being facetious. I mean, it's a little terrifying, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
But also someone else pointed out, well, a lot of actresses are getting those roles.
Yeah, bitches be working.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's two sides to every argument. Next time you're on Twitter, just take a fucking breath, everybody, before you respond. See how we worked that out? We discussed it.
Yeah.
You're fucking hooked. A
couple of different sides.
You solved it.
Yeah, totally solved it.
You're
all upset. All right. Do you have more for the prize bag?
No, I was looking at his.
He's about to steal Mike's prize bag.
He's got the best thing, so I'm going to go to Jessamay May next.
How you know? You don't even know what I have.
Look at what he brought.
I know, it's pretty dope. It is pretty dope.
Yours is pretty dope.
Speaking of dope, I brought dope.
Whoa.
Not only is it dope.
Yeah. It's your dope.
That's right. Well, it's dope somebody gave me after the show in San Diego.
And if it's not,
good luck,
and if
everybody.
It's actually not, if it's not legal, it was an accident.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
I
also brought a little Visine for you, some gum, and a half-eaten candy bar. So it's like a
date night
for you. Yeah. You're welcome. Absolutely. And I stole some of Josh's body wash so you can wash your taint after you're done smoking this shit. Oh, you guys are taint sensitive? Okay.
Hey, if your taint gets dirty when you're smoking weed, you're doing it wrong.
Or you're just, you're nature-y. Maybe you're like getting high and rubbing the taint in the earth to get back to it.
I just want
to
thank everybody who came out to my taint tour this this December. We had a lovely time in San Diego and Irvine.
Taint tour?
Yeah, it's not hot.
Everything happens in San
every
Diego.
Year I do. Well, yeah, San Diego is America's finest city. Yeah, when you ask people, what do you think of San Diego? They go, it's fine.
They're like, tacos.
Fine.
We have tacos,
yes. Oh, yeah. Go ahead and lay it on us, Michael. What did you bring for the prize bag?
I brought me.
Yeah. He brought a fucking Sergeant
figure.
Abraham. Schmegawegowitz.
Sergeant Abraham Ford.
Ford, that's what I meant to say.
Completely posable. Comes with a gun. You can put this all around your house like my kids do. In the fridge.
In the fridge? Just guarding. Holding onto the milk like, what's up?
Guarding the milk.
Oh, guarding the milk. Right, not like, what's up? Yeah,
people stealing milk in the house?
No.
Are they calcium deprived?
Because it's being guarded.
Yeah.
Get the milk.
All right, pass all that stuff down. Thanks, you guys. That's some great stuff to contribute to the bag. I'm the only one who brought an actual bag. That's so it's got to jam it all in there. I guess so.
Let's share it.
It's smallish.
You can put everything in the hat.
Great idea.
Thanks.
That was awesome.
You should start a church.
You can put everything in the hat.
Just put everything in the hat.
Hat, you guys.
Everybody gets a hat when they walk in. It's the church of hat. The hat church.
How do you, like, one room doesn't even have this many soaps.
No, you go by, you take it off the cart.
You went to the cart and stole extra soap?
Oh, fuck yeah, I did.
That's a fucking cart?
Fuck yeah. If it's
what do you do when she sees you doing it?
You're like, I'm dirty, bitch. You know, if you chew her on the road, I haven't bought soap in fucking 7 years.
I believe that. I believe that.
I'm serious.
I haven't
even. I'm sitting next to her. Yeah. She's not lying.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that.
I'm for real.
Yeah.
Especially
I'm
like
not sure I'd be
soap?
Bragging about that. I'm just saying.
I don't buy soap in 7 years.
Maybe 8 years. I gotta check my calendar.
Maybe.
Some of that shit dries you out though. It's real cheap.
Hey, is your cam name Petrulia Roberts?
Petrulia Roberts.
If it's not taken, that's a good one. All right. Good. So. That's a good, if someone's a hippie, Julia Roberts. If you have a lot of teeth and hairy armpits, Petrulia Roberts. Take it with my compliments, you fucking weirdo. All right. One more question.
Did the show start? Have we started?
This is a show. You never asked that on the weed show, and even less happens on that show than on this one. But I just have a question. I'll start with Josh because he's used to it. I don't want to throw any fastballs at my other first-time guests. Josh, what was the last movie that you saw?
I Tonya.
Yeah!
It
People
was,
are excited about the fact that you saw it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I loved it!
I think that one quote they use in the ads is pretty accurate, that it's the Goodfellas of ice skating movies.
Yeah, it's so good.
I love ice skating movies or hockey movies, anything where people are skating around, and it might be my... one or two top favorite ones ever.
Have you gone on YouTube and looked for interviews with her real mom?
No.
Oh,
holy shit. Has anyone done that? Oh, it's
also funny. The
was
real
Tonya
crazy.
Mom?
Tonya Harding's mom.
The real crazy. Jeff Galooly's buddy also must be amazing.
Sean Eckhart. Yeah, I went down the rabbit
hole. He must be amazing because the guy in the movie is such a fucking buffoon and it feels real.
The interviews with Sean Eckhart, he is like it's like when you watch.
He's talking about that he's like doing covert ops and stuff for
the
government.
Like, we've actually done the research and we know you're not. And he just goes, oh, but I am. That's real life. That's real life. They were like, you're not. Man. He was like, but I am. And they were like, okay. Like, and so that real interview is just crazy.
Yeah, he's just got that guy's just got such a dumb face.
He's the dumb. When you watch the interviews, you're going to be like, oh, I'm watching an interview with the dumbest person in the world. It's an amazing thing. You're like,
trying to act smart and cool.
So crazy. It's crazy. But I loved the movie, and I thought Margot Robbie was fucking amazing, and Allison Janney was fucking amazing.
Yeah, they're both terrific in it, and it's gonna be a tough year for the ladies at the Oscars because it's I can't pick.
Who else are you throwing in there?
Well, because what's her name? Frances McDormand is her competition for Best Actress
right.
in Three Billboards, and in Supporting Actress, fucking Laurie Metcalf in Lady Bird.
Oh,
so
shoot.
Fucking
was
good.
So good.
Yeah,
I did see that.
I think it's between those two.
My wife.
You can't. That's not how it works.
Oh, I jumped
you
it.
Can't
I fucking
do
jumped
it yourself. People write to me on Twitter. People write to me on Twitter all the time, all caps. My wife. I'm like, dude, you're asking me to do it. That's not when it's fun to do it. And also, there's a lot of people out there, and I'll apologize to everybody who does this. But because they listen to this show, in regular context, when my wife comes up, they scream, my wife. They're just trying to live normal lives.
Out there when people are doing real life?
Yeah. Like, I can do it all I want because I'm a stupid comedian. But they can't do it.
Like in the office?
You can't do it in a bank.
Yeah.
You can't do it while your shit's being foreclosed.
Excuse me, sir. Can I just wait for my wife?
My wife! Yeah. Fuck
super
good.
Angry.
Keep your house.
I'm going to try that next time. I'm not even going to do the Borat voice. I'm just going to be very angry at my wife because I'm single and I'm jealous of everybody that has a stable, loving.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What was the last movie that you saw, Michael? You've had some time to think about it. On any
device. I watch like a lot of crap on planes, and I forget most of it.
Right, it's
like
hard
the High Tower. What is the Tower? High Tower?
The Dark Tower.
Dark Tower.
The High Tower.
I mean, that would have made a lot more sense if they called it the High Tower,
because
that movie is fucking ridiculous. I haven't seen it because it got such a low Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't know why it got such a all these people who.
I'll tell you why, because most people weren't watching it on a plane.
It was great
like
on
they
a plane.
Bought, yeah. Right, exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So many movies get upgraded on a plane.
They do,
you know what?
The
things I saw Waterworld like 5 years after Waterworld because I got shit on because like I don't want to watch that movie because it's fucking $200 million. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
And I saw it 5 years later. I was like, this is a great
It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fun.
I'll who see anything with Kevin Costner.
Yeah. So what was it called again, the movie I saw?
Dark Tower.
That one. It was great. I thought it was fine.
It was Jude Law.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with Jude Law.
That wasn't Jude Law.
Or Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey plays the villain.
I watched Jude Law play Matthew McConaughey in some tower.
I don't know why I thought it was Jude Law. I think because I watched The Holiday 6 times over the holidays.
That makes
why
Matthew McConaughey
would you
Jude
do
Law.
That?
My mom, every time she's
that's
get drunk
for
off
you
a boxed
than any
wine
drug.
And she'd want to watch The Holiday. Let's watch The Holiday.
But repeatedly?
Oh, yeah. It's like she's on some sort of loop. She's
she
on some weird
help?
Lonely.
So that's why you guys don't like Jude Law.
Yeah. He's got a weird lispy thing and it pisses me off.
I hope you don't hold it against Jack Black because he's a treasure.
I love Jack Black.
Okay.
National treasure.
Okay. He wasn't in that, but yeah.
He wasn't in that.
Jumanji.
But Jude Law wasn't either.
He's in, yeah, Jack is in Numanji and.
Biggest movie for Sony.
It doesn't have a terrible
ever.
Rotten Tomatoes number because I think it's fun watching The Rock be like, isn't he like a teenager inside his body?
They're all different.
They all have a different, like that to me already amps up. It makes it more fun than the first movie because in the first movie they're just people running around from animals.
A teenager inside his body.
Yeah, they're all the kids become like.
Like Jack Black is like
years.
A teenage
I was like,
girl.
Yes, like the Jumanji. I remember shit.
That game
everyone's
just
changed. Fine with that.
Yeah.
Where is he? Was he like just in his ear hole the whole time?
In
there's
his
just a
ear
lot
hole.
Of there's a lot of pre-hatred of that movie because it seems
Why?
So packaged and
but who
you know
cares?
Remake and all
it's like
that.
Waterworld.
Yeah,
the fuck?
Just go and have fun.
Stop it. Fucking just enjoy the movie.
Welcome.
Seriously,
to the
everybody?
Jungle.
Yeah.
We've got fun and games.
It's all in the words.
We're just trying to entertain you.
Seriously.
As Kevin Hart might say,
Kevin Hart! Shots fired.
Oh yeah, you
that
think
didn't
you,
sound
you think
anything
has,
like Kevin
you think
Hart,
he has a pleasant speaking voice?
The impressions tonight are just uncanny.
All right, this is Christopher Walken when he finds out his flight has been canceled. Why? All right. What was the last movie you saw, Jessamy? Josh, as always, lighten up, have some fun.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
So simple, perfect. Last movie I saw last night, The Big Sick.
Oh. Why did it take you so long? Did you get a screener?
I liked when there's a movie that pops, I like to wait, just chill. Everyone's all cray-cray about it. I just like to wait for a minute and then just see it on my own time. And I loved it. I definitely cried a little.
Oh, you watched it on your own device?
Yeah.
So not with an audience.
No, I just watched it. I mean, I had my three dogs.
Because I have a theory about The Big Sick.
Yeah?
I think the people who saw it with an audience think it's a comedy, and the people who watch it on their own think it's a drama.
Wow.
Because it's got a lot of funny lines in it that if you're in a room full of people laugh at it. But if you're just by yourself, you're like...
I laughed out loud.
You're like, you did?
Yeah, and I hardly ever do that with movies.
She did. I watched her. So she actually did have an audience.
But she doesn't really know that. But she does now.
Now let's, I know.
Hey, by the way, what was this?
It was him looking through the closet. Oh, okay. Like oh, wow. In 1980s.
Creeping.
I thought it was somebody using her eye on a vagina.
It's literally how I was.
I will.
Sideways.
I will.
I'm looking sideways through your legs. I'm going to eye.
At you, just pass through your legs, through your legs to something else.
Watching your
vagina happens
watching
to be to the left of my
watching
eye.
Watching the big sick.
That's the only viewpoint I have. Yeah, the big sick.
Like, it's okay to put your eye on a woman's vagina if you ask first, right? I'm trying to figure out the rules.
I have the rules. I know the rules, and I can speak on the rules because I have a penis. Fuck anyone unless they want you to.
Is it? Well, I just 2018. I just asked about
those
putting
the
an
rules.
Eye on a vagina, so there's
simple,
definitely some
rule.
Gray areas.
Pretty simple.
But my point is just, is it can I or may I? Which is the proper?
Stop
was that
at
was that
me.
Where Louis went astray? Is he said can I instead of may I?
Yes you can, but you may not.
This has nothing to do with movies, obviously, but, well, he made Pootie Tang, but my point that I want to make is it's still so funny to me that he said, I asked first. He still brought that up in the apology. Like, he was still like, but I asked first. Like, that was ever on the table.
That's just some dumb,
he asked like this,
bullshit.
May I, and his dick is out. Like, he's barely finished the sentence.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh, crazy. And now Dave Chappelle's kind of defending him, saying those women were weak by saying that
what?
They got out of comedy because of him.
What the fuck?
It's not good. It's
no,
not good.
You can't parade after somebody who just pulls their dick out and just jerks off in front of women like
no,
that.
No, let's paint the picture.
Parade.
Paint the picture fully.
Paint
they were still wearing their coats.
That's right.
He pulled
jackets.
His dick
it
out.
It was Aspen in the wintertime.
They were inside.
It was breezy.
He put on Baby It's Cold Outside on the on the Victrola. And he made some martinis that he stirred with his dick.
As he put on his house slippers.
Oh, anyway.
And they still were wearing their coats.
I can't imagine what he looks like naked. That's just terrifying to me. It's like the out-of-work circus clown.
He looks fine.
An out-of-work circus clown that you found in a river after it had been bloated dead for a week.
He's never going to hire me.
Yeah. Terrible visual, I'm sorry.
His pubic hair looked like he was being attacked by fire ants. All right, here we go. People are disgusted. They want people want me to say this. Bert doesn't, but everybody else does. Let the games begin! Lady and gentlemen, you are assigned with the task of going out into the crowd and selecting who you'd like to play for based on a name
Ooh.
Tag that they have fashioned with various media through various means. There's some good ones out there. Jessamy is already having a nice laugh, but it looks like Michael went right for EZ, aka ET, and Jessamy loves the shine Nick. Where
it's like the bubbly
you
head.
You can put your head in there. Yeah, why not?
I'm supposed to take this from you, right?
It's only flu season, no big.
And I'm playing. I'm playing for him. Is that what you said?
Yeah, you're playing on behalf of.
You are so screwed,
of
dude.
EZ.
Like, sorry about that.
Hey, Michael, look to your right and then to your left and then get some confidence because these.
I mean, they're dummies.
These are not good players.
What you got?
I'm playing for Beetlejuice.
That's good.
Okay, so it's like the Beetlejuice soundtrack album in plastic.
Yep.
With Jess just slapped on there.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
But what about that did you like?
I just like that movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
If they remake that, I'll be fucking pissed.
And you know what else I really liked? It was within reach.
Well, okay, the next time that you're on the show, yeah. I would like your wife, the director, to pick a name tag instead of you.
I thought you were going to say be within reach. I was like, oh, man.
You got it.
If she's here.
You got it.
Yeah. she'd be better at it. No offense, Beetlejuice. And also, Beetlejuice, you must know your chances of winning are very slim.
Yeah, she actually tried to pull it away from us. So she was like...
All right, you guys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Did we talk about your... Yeah, we talked about Shy Nick, right?
I mean, I don't really think so, but it's here.
Yeah. We talked about it.
This is fun.
We
like
talked about it plenty.
Yeah, okay. There you go. It's done.
Did anybody get a picture of her with it on?
Does anyone want one of those?
Yeah. I just, you know, I don't like when people take pictures constantly. I don't want people to take pictures constantly, but if one picture of that would be okay. Yeah, yeah. Can you make the Jack Nicholson face? Oh, yeah. She nailed it. What if he busted through and was just sad like that? That's fun.
What is that?
Here's Jenny.
What I need to do? I need to make the face that everyone makes after Josh Wolf shows them the worst video I have ever seen in my life. If you're if you make it to being Josh Wolf's friend, then you better fucking phone home. You're gonna get sodomized.
Doug, will you send me down?
We can do that.
He has this terrible video that he shows you that. It just scars you emotionally. And it involves body parts coming out when they shouldn't. I don't know if anyone knows about this video, but...
I've known Josh for a while. He hasn't shown it to me, and I'm living life.
You're not real friends.
Life is good. I'm happy. Let's play a game called Live,
Shit.
Die, Repeat. Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah!
I'm going to say very slowly the full title of a movie, and the first one of you that can repeat back completely and correctly the movie that I'm thinking of, that person's the winner of this game.
Josh, is there like a buzz or anything?
Josh loves this game. No, you can just guess as often as you like. It's just a matter of who can say the full title first.
Oh, my God.
I'm already stressed. Okay.
Josh is like, I've already lost.
I mean, we can't even speak.
My wife is about
English.
To start laughing.
All you, my wife. All you gotta do. All you gotta do is repeat after me. Unless you think you know what I'm talking about, then certainly by all means jump ahead of me.
The more times you say it, the more confusing it is. So just go.
Let's just try it and see what happens.
Just my,
Josh is sitting over there going, "Finally, I have a chance."
That's exactly
Yeah. Do you suck at this game?
Oh, I've never won.
I was like, Josh, I'm gonna have you on the show. Who do you think are the two worst
stupidest? Who are your stupidest friends?
Who should we have on?
Bring them. It'll be awesome.
I love having Josh on the show. He's always a great guest, a big laugher, you know, just all around fun. But, you know, I wanted to give you a chance for once.
Here we go.
I think we just got insulted.
Oh, we'll see.
Jess, you got a shot.
Oh, shit.
Right. I don't know. You could have shown up here and been really good at this, but we'll see.
All right.
I don't know for sure.
The tower or something? That's just the
preview. Here we go. Trump Tower.
Just repeat it back. It's that simple.
Okay.
Just repeat it back. A movie, and no one in the audience help, please, at any point during this game. For some reason, some people feel there's a point where they can jump in. Nope.
Nope.
Not at all. Harry...
And the Hendersons. Harry and the Hendersons.
Harry met Sal. Harry.
Harry met Sally.
Harry.
Harry met Sally, comma, when?
No.
Yeah.
Potter.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
That's the only one I knew.
Harry Potter.
So wait, so the words
Harry
are not the beginning? Or
Potter and...
The Hogwarts Castle crawl. I'm sorry, Nick.
Harry Potter and the...
The rest.
The other guy.
Wishes of Eastwick.
Harry.
Harry Potter.
And the... Oh, you can see
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I
well,
can't help it.
Just look right at it and say it.
Well, that's how I got through high school. Don't
Harry,
fucking show me.
The Harry Potter and...
The
Eagle Rite Death...
The death stone.
The death. Death? You said death?
Harry Potter.
Death.
Harry Potter.
Harry
death
Potter.
My spouse is killing
the
me.
The
death?
Death.
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 Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Deathly Hallows.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. The Deathly Hallows and
Harry
the rest of them little motherfuckers.
And the Deathly
Hallows.
Underground Apple. Near the castle with the snake.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Harry Potter.
In the living room.
Hall.
Mr. Clark.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. Part 2.
Hollow Part 2 is correct.
I still don't know it.
Is that it? Oh, shit. That was... There's a part
Son
one.
Of a bitch.
Harry Potter.
Yeah!
Hallows Part 2 is the full correct title.
There was a part two.
That I have.
Awesome. I think I just realized I don't have to be better than any of you guys. I only have to fucking be better than these two.
Oh,
which
shit.
Is, you, by the way, that game should give you great confidence moving forward
in life.
It's yeah,
I don't know.
Tomorrow in the
I don't
store.
Know about great confidence. Raise your hand if you didn't know what it was after like 4 or 5 words.
I still don't know.
Not
what
Not too many people
is.
In this audience. Yeah, yeah. I know you guys didn't know.
I think we proved that. Yeah.
Shit. There's like 20 of them.
You said...
All right, let's go. Come on.
Yeah, let's keep going. Come on.
Yeah, it's
give
a,
us
look
more.
Who's I mean, if this... Eager Al you know. All of a sudden.
Let's play ABCD's Nuts.
These Nuts.
I've never played this
Not
game.
Not to be confused with Suck My Nuts, which suck I would never nuts. Say because I don't like what happens right after you say it.
You're looking for a new job.
Somebody's like, what? You might as well be like, don't get the reference.
What?
I think they said what because they didn't get the reference. Do you get the reference?
No, that's why I said what.
So how tight are you? Like, how much of his comedy do you watch, Michael?
Like, very little.
Okay.
I don't really find him
Thank
funny.
Thank you for being a friend.
No, I am aware that Josh is funny.
So you didn't watch him on Walking Dead?
Yeah, I watched him on Walking Dead.
Oh, okay. Because when he got murdered in the face...
Hey, let me ask you something.
It was when he said, suck my nuts.
Let me ask you something. How many times have I been on this show? Does it surprise you I don't remember what the fuck he said on a television show a year ago?
I don't know. That's a classic line, dude.
Oh, yeah, I don't...
Nobody
I
said don't, those three words for any reason ever.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
He probably remembers the time you were on My Name is Earl and you walked in and went, what?
What?
I actually said, "What time is it?" Is what I said.
It was that was the game.
I don't know. I was really
part of it, right? But there was a little extra.
I was really entertained by that impression. That I'm so happy with what I did there.
Yeah.
All right. This is a spelling game. Michael, you got to go first, and then we'll go to Jessamay. And
I
then
was just
Josh.
Getting the hang of the other game.
Oh, you're gonna love this, know, one. This one. That one is a little harder than this one. All you got to do is I'm going to give you a letter, Michael. All you got to do is name any movie that begins with that letter. Any movie at all. But we're going to spell, because it's the new year, we're going to spell Happy New Year. So we're going to start with you, Michael, with the letter H. All you got to do is name any movie that begins with the letter H. If you match the one I've written down previous to this, previously, then... you win the game automatically, but that's, you know, don't worry too much about that. There's oftentimes a theme will emerge, and when I say oftentimes, I mean every time.
So you really mean every time?
I think so.
Okay, so, okay, I got it.
You're playing.
Yeah, I got it. No, I got it. I got it. I didn't think I did, but
so
I,
okay, I go, sounded like a question first. Was coming.
No, but I figured it out midstream.
So I okay, it. I got it.
Midstream.
Okay, you got it. H to you there, Michael. Any movie begins with H.
Hellboy.
Oh, that's a great one.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. I went with Happy Death Day, which features Jessica Roth, the stars in here. Who made that movie?
My wife.
Oh, they expected it. You didn't give it to him.
I'm not giving it up.
I was waiting for it. I held my breath. I went.
The way you, so dramatic. My wife.
I thought you were going to give me the angry my wife.
I also, I forgot the angry one.
Wait, that's why I said it
but
like
wait,
that.
But wait, you just said, my wife!
So many surprises.
Here's if you ever get a chance to see it, you guys. I'm sorry if I brought this up before, but Martin Sheen, Wall Street, scene with his son, Charlie Sheen, in an elevator. Oliver Stone's Wall Street. You've got to see this scene because I love Martin Sheen. I think he's a great actor. But I don't know what the fuck was happening that day.
Lots of winning
because he lays into the word wallet. In an insane way.
Do it. You're on the
He's like, I don't know about you, son. But I don't judge a man based on the size of his wallet! You know Oliver Stone had 80 takes, and that's the one he goes with. He and Martin didn't get along. Fuck you, Martin. I'm putting this take in.
At the premiere, Martin's like, that's the fucking take he went with? Okay. Yeah. All right. That is crazy.
I gave him one where I yelled on every word.
He just picked wallet.
I don't judge a man by this. He's almost mumbling. I don't judge a man by this. Wallet! All right. A is your letter. Jessamay. Any movie that begins with A. Even Black Annie would count.
I gotta tell you what my
That's
movie
is. That's just
what
it's called on the streets.
I heard a guy once.
Hey.
I heard.
Do it.
Arachnophobia.
Yeah. See how easy that is?
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah. I went with An Affair to Remember.
Oh, fuck you.
I would have gone with Apocalypse Now.
Really?
All right.
Okay.
I don't, you know.
John Goodman?
Don't worry about the theme or anything. Mm. John Goodman?
John Goodman's in Arachnophobia.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Did I miss a theme?
Correct.
What
bonus
was the theme?
Point. You're in the lead.
What was the theme? Was there a theme? Happy Death Day is a theme? What's the fucking theme?
So far we got Happy Death Day and A Fair to Remember. And P is the next letter to Josh. P. Do it, somebody in the audience says.
Purple Rain.
Do it. that does begin with P. But I went with a movie where a boat flips over on New Year's Eve called Poseidon.
Oh.
Yeah. And now we have another P for Michael.
Periscope up.
You mean down Periscope?
No. I don't fucking judge the movies you watch.
Begins
buddy.
With a D. No, I went with a movie called Pollock. Apparently, there's some New Year's shit in there, in the movie Pollock. Like maybe he splatters everybody to party with paint. And maybe. Says, "Congratulations, you're a Pollock." Ed Harris is always scary. Like him as a painter, just flicking his paint on everything. Seems intense.
Yeah. You think that's how they pitch
Marcia
it?
Marcia Gay Harden.
Harden.
Got one. No, she poor won lady. An Oscar for that movie.
For Pollock?
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
Whose yeah. turn is it? Y is the next letter.
Fuck.
No.
Is that me?
That's with an F.
I think it was.
It's me.
Oh, it's Jessamy. Yeah. Just anything that begins with Y. You know, like movies that start with the word like you or y'all.
You're telling
yellow.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
You sound like you're having a stroke.
Yeah. I am right now.
Yeah, yambo.
It's
so
hard to
think
of a Y.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow Submarine.
Okay.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
It read is?
Yeah.
Isn't that an album?
Yeah.
It's also like an album
it's
with a movie.
It's also an album, both. Yes.
Like Purple Rain?
Yeah, the Beatles were crazy like that. They had like 4 or 5 movie/albums.
Yeah. That's some real acid trip shit.
That is wild. All their movies are named after albums or vice versa.
Yellow Submarine.
Why I went with Yanks. Richard Gere. Apparently that has some New Year's Eve stuff in it. And Josh.
Yeah.
People in the audience think you've got what it takes.
Yeah.
They're encouraging.
Notting Hill.
Oh, okay.
I was like, K?
You're just a boy standing in front of another boy answering a trivia question. I went with New Year's Evil. Yeah. New Year's Evil.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
I haven't seen that. That sounds fun.
Yeah. E is the next letter for Michael.
Fuck you.
E.
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 D.
D.
Phone.
Oh no! Oh no! We've been infested by
E.
The fuck? By vowel ghosts.
Oh e. Shit!
Should have thought about this before it got to me.
Ghosts of the electric company.
Your wife just called you a dummy.
Your wife.
Delayed.
Send that vape down
here. Oh, here we go.
Jeez, there's Nick spent here's vape on this.
E.T.
Yeah. Oh, you're going E.T., yeah. The extraterrestrial, and his adventures on Earth?
Because that guy right there sitting there going, he's a fucking moron.
That took forever. I didn't even think of that. Oh, my face hurts.
I went with End of Days.
Yeah.
It's because you're just fucking negative.
Yeah. That's true. W.
Oh, yeah, W.
I mean, you got all the what, where, and where, why, and who's. They're all at your disposal.
I'm not falling for that.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart play.
Is that bad play?
You may want to rethink your strategy.
Okay,
It's a real reverse psychology.
I know. Yeah. It's a fuck. I'm in a fucking mental tornado right now.
Let me just help you out. Let me narrow it down for you. It's not water for elephants.
It's Water World.
No.
Which is a really good movie. I saw it 5 years after.
Trying to let him know. It's a callback to his Airplane movie.
Do you have favorite New Year's Eve scene from a movie of all time, Jessie May?
No, I don't.
You don't? You can't. There's not one movie. I think of the Poseidon Adventure. I think of the boat flipping over and
people dying.
Yeah. But a lot of people think of a romantic.
Is everyone?
They have
everyone,
a romantic. Oh, that's the most romantic.
W? Just buying time.
I'm not. No. You've already lost.
With Waterworld and then roll with it.
I like Waterworld.
He wouldn't accept it.
He wouldn't accept it at all.
No, I think Waterworld has been accepted.
No, right? It hasn't, Josh.
I mean, I don't even know what time. I don't know when that movie takes place.
Does
I don't
everyone
even
know the W?
If New Year's happens during that movie, but probably not, because they at least splash around or something.
There was that dumb. I can't think.
There's plenty of water, they could shoot some of it into the air. When Harry Met Sally.
Fucking son of.
Okay, Y is the next letter.
Fucking.
Fuck, all I can think of is I'm next and it's an E. Oh,
wow. Yeah, E is another
one. I'm not
even
thinking that far ahead. I'm just trying to be in the moment.
No. Try thinking ahead.
No, I'm going with my strategy.
Give that a whirl.
I'm sticking with it.
Why?
What do you got for Y, buddy?
Yentl.
Oh. Dude, I almost wrote that down because I couldn't think of another movie that has, New Year's or the word happy in the title. So I just went with Yanks again.
Shut up!
I double yanked it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a total double yank. I'm going to write that down for
this episode's
hashtag.
Sometimes that's enough.
Double.
No, it's not.
Yank. You guys should suggest hashtags because I always have a place to write them down, but I always forget to do it. All right. E. Michael.
Fuck you.
Anything that begins with E.
Anything that begins with an E.
Yeah.
That happens to be a movie title.
Election.
Don't you? Oh my god! Oh my god! He really is a fucking moron.
Eat, pray, love.
You're ruining it for me.
Eat, pray, love.
He's helping you.
Yeah, I know, in the wrong way.
Enter the Dragon.
That sounds like a porno, legit.
It could be, but shh. Give me a second, because it gets better. Shut up. Right.
Apologies to whatever's next. We're early tonight, so I don't know who's on after us. Is put your hands back together back next week?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
They're going on late.
What do you got?
Yeah. Sorry, improvisers. Michael was thinking about a question.
I keep thinking of something. I don't even know if it's a movie.
Oh, say it. I can't wait to hear it.
Even Steven. I feel like
Disney
it's a fucking
show.
Parker Posey fucking movie
it's a
or
Disney
something.
Show with it's a Disney show. Shia
All right,
LaBeouf.
So it is a thing.
It was a LaBeouf
thing.
Show. A
Shia LaBeouf before he was the murderer.
Yeah. I think he won.
Of opinions.
He won Emmys for that before he murdered one of his own teeth. He did. He took a tooth out for that movie Fury, and it was totally worth it.
Yeah. And Dustin Hoffman told me.
A is the next letter.
Oh, is he done?
He's left me.
Who are we on to? Who's A?
I'm just going to scream out an E movie like I have Tourette's in about 10 minutes.
Tourette's I wish there was
funny.
A person
yeah,
with E
Tourette's
movie Tourette's.
Funny.
I would hang out with that.
It. E Tourette's.
Oh, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Fuck you.
Live, Die, Repeat.
Amen. There's a lot of edges.
I knew that one.
Hey, hey, Jess and May.
Hey, Doug.
Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
In Pig Latin, Eamescray. Hey. Hey. Hey.
This is your Saturday Night Live audition.
Oh my God, can you imagine? I'm going to make one now. They accept just audio?
Christopher Walken.
Just one vowel, that's it?
Awakenings.
Oh, okay. Sure. He probably slept through a few holidays. He probably slept through a few years before they found the dopamine and it made him better, but also it wasn't perfect. Did I summarize that movie great? I went with Assault of Precinct 13.
Yeah.
That happens on New Year's, I guess.
Red Dawn.
And the last one is R, Red Dawn, not on New Year's. Radio Days was on New Year's. That is a tough one, you guys. New Year's movies are hard to come by. And but that means that Michael gets to go first in our final game because he is still the prevailing champion of the evening.
You need a sip from your boot?
Boot's good.
Okay. That was a cool noise, lady.
I tell her to not make any noises whatsoever, and then those come out. Because when you're trying to hold it in, then when you let it out, it's fucking freaky.
It was like an agreeable goose. Yeah.
Because I'm with you on all geese being disagreeable.
I'm with you on that,
they
too.
They are disagreeable fucks. They invented the car horn.
Yeah.
They invented,
they
get out
no
of my way.
You hear
get them? Out of my way.
When they fly south, they're like, nah.
That's what they're saying the whole time.
Yeah, like, nah, nah.
Nah, don't do it. Nah,
too cold.
Nah, nah, don't do it.
There's one goose that's just like, nah.
Oh, my God.
And she's here tonight.
She's here. What are you making notes of that? What are you doing?
Oh boy, here it comes.
She's a snorter.
Yeah, here it comes.
And I fell in love with her on the first snort.
Yeah.
But that just makes them fucking weird like that. That is, I'm like, you snorted. You're adorable. And a little disgusting. Which
DVD
just makes
title.
You.
Title.
Which just makes you more adorable.
Which was more fun to make, Babe or Babe 2 Pig in the City? I don't know. It's a snorting joke.
Everywhere.
And then you just spit on your microphone.
I'm sorry. This sanitized is a lot worse on this.
All right. Where is N. Tombi?
Here's Natombi.
Yes. All right. I apologize.
Wow, that was the response of someone whose name is always pronounced incorrectly.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you guess?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I, you know... I definitely
She's
thought
murder
about
me
it.
In the parking lot. I'm that guy. Kedless, you're a dick. Yeah.
Yeah,
much.
I'm just so used to people like throwing an initial at the front that I apologize for that. And so listen, N. Tombi. Where are you from?
Now you fucked yourself up.
Everybody give a warm welcome to N. Tombi.
Yes.
This is what I learned in the internet this month.
Great. Wow.
Could you say your name for us, please?
Hi, I'm Natombi.
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 Welcome.
I'm from Boston, but I live here now.
Yeah, Boston.
He's from
By
Boston,
the
too.
Way, that was the most un-Boston cheer I've ever heard in my...
Yeah.
Yeah, Boston.
That's like Connecticut.
I was like...
Yeah, Boston.
That was Boston Baked.
Yeah!
Boston Baked Beans.
That's Boston
right?
Light.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you don't have to say the third word.
Hey, Boston.
You guys knew what
You've
I was
never been to
where
Boston.
I was going with that. Listen.
There should have been a fist accompanied with that. Yeah. They fight in Boston. What? Well, there's a lot of weird noises.
No, that guy over there was worried you were going to put a fist in him.
It's like a Telemundo shock.
Yeah.
What? I do.
Right, listen, we got to wrap it up.
She snorts and she requested the fist.
I bet you it'll
go pretty quickly.
Natombi.
All right, we got 5 minutes more at most.
Okay.
So you guys, you need to focus.
All right.
Here, hit this again.
Focus.
Natombi.
Hey. Josh needs a little.
That's smooth, huh?
It's smooth. It's good.
I'm so glad I'm not getting high tonight.
Right, because it's Tuesday. Like, you need one special night.
It would be bad.
What's the name you got for Last Man Stanton?
Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon, the great Susan Sarandon. So what we're going to do, you guys, is take turns naming movies that got Susan Sarandon in them. If at any point, even in the first round, you can't think of one or you want some help, you can go to your lifeline, which is the person whose name tag you chose. So
fucking Nick.
Michael can go to Easy. Jessamay can go to fucking
He's gonna
Nick.
Kill I just it. I can sense this.
And Josh totally
you're
going to
do so well tonight.
To Jess. Beetle Jess.
Beetle Jess.
Yes. All right, and Michael gets to go first. Name any Susan Sarandon movie.
Beetlejuice.
Wait. Now listen, if you're not going to take this seriously.
Beetlejuice. I know the movie, but I don't know the title.
Well, you go to your lifeline now, and then maybe some of the other titles will jog your memory.
Go to the, I'm going to my lifeline, the
Get
Sean
that
Penn
lifeline.
One. Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise, the great Sean Penn one. Thelma and Louise. Okay, so there you go. So you're on the board there. Now let's hear what the other people have to say, Michael. Maybe it'll help you out. Might be sequels, whatnot. Who knows?
Two.
Sarandon sequels?
Josh, you're next.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Doug, I gotta tell you, I've never been so
confident. Go to your lifeline.
I've never been so confident.
About
really?
What?
Are
about
you serious?
Right now, about this game.
It's because of
Okay,
Bethany.
So say it.
Damn it. Well, no, she's. It's her turn, right?
No,
it's
you
your
go.
Turn.
You're so confident.
Oh, Dead Man Walking.
Oh.
Okay.
Classics, good ones.
Yeah, she won the Oscar for that one.
Really gonna tell each other's styles now when I tell you my movie.
Come on.
Stepmom.
Yes. Yeah, you know. You
Women
know,
like tearjerkers. We like to access our emotions.
You know how to watch TBS.
Yes, I do. 100%.
You're good at it.
100%.
Probably comes on every year around Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Michael, so we've got Thelma and Louise, Dead Men Walking.
I feel like.
And Stepmom.
What's your name? Z. What is it?
Z.
Z?
Yeah.
The letter?
He went E-Z.
Is there more than just the letter? There's.
He's got more,
Saeed,
but you know.
So you, okay.
Oh, but he.
Dude, we ain't buddies yet.
He can say it right back to you. Michael learned on the internet.
I want to know his name, so because
back.
I'm going to be asking, I'm going to be calling on his name a lot.
He can't.
You only
ask
go
him
to him once.
Then I'm not going to be calling
done.
On him.
You don't need to ever have anything to do with Saeed ever again.
Saeed. Right, I'm going to talk to. See if I can get some inspiration.
What does he have to do now?
Did you guys know that in the post, Bob Odenkirk plays a character whose name, this is a real person, a real life character.
Yeah.
His name is Bob Dick Bagsian. Anyway,
they just kept saying
Dick Bagsian without cracking up. Okay. I was like, this movie is not real.
My lifeline's been taken from me.
So you need to guess on your
my
own.
My lifeline saved me. I'm on my own now.
I'm sorry. That's not it. It's Dick Bagalicious.
Go through the alphabet. Go through the alphabet. That sounds like
what happened?
Kevin Hart's next special.
Go
Dick's
through
the- Bagalicious.
Dick Bagalicious!
Your wife.
Damn it.
Okay, so Michael, you're out?
No, shut
Come on,
up.
Michael.
Come on, Susan Sarandon. First she was in, then later she was in.
The sequel.
Yeah,
she was in
Part
Fart
two.
And Double Fart.
Yeah.
Deuce is wild.
We gotta go. We got
I'm
a
out.
Minute.
I'm out.
Fuck. You're up, Jessamay.
Do you want to say something before you at the end? Like, suck my nuts? Or?
Wow, you went there.
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Why don't you take another hit from the pen?
Yeah, good idea.
That's what you should have fucking said to Negan. Why don't you get more high, you asshole?
Get a little more high.
Yeah, fuck. All right, Josh.
You know what?
Why do I
get skipped.
I would let him skip you.
Because we're going around the other... We switched the order.
Let him skip you.
You were fine with it in the previous round when Josh was surprised.
Oh, yeah.
If he skips you and Josh...
Oh, that's right. Right, right. Okay, okay, okay.
Okay. I was super confident. And now I'm not as confident. But I think, wasn't she in Banger Sisters?
Son of a...
Wow.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you pulled that one out. That's pretty impressive.
Of your butt.
Wait, I think I know one more.
Did you go to Nick yet, Jessamy?
Nick, okay.
Help her out, Nick.
I see I gave you some time.
Bull Durham. Yeah. Bull Durham. Yes.
Nick!
Yes.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to ask Jess. Do you got one? The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
And now it's back to you.
Now it's back to Jessamy.
I was just going to say Sean.
I was going to go with Banger Sisters.
I'm just going to say Sean Penn. I don't know the name of the movie. Sean Penn.
Oh, throwing out clues over here.
It's no, not helping me.
Oh, we already said Dead Man Walking.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I said that one already. Mm-hmm.
You know, Jack Black is in that. Dead Man Walking. Yeah, he's
that's not the one I'm talking about.
He's Sean Penn's brother.
I just keep thinking of ping pong. Because she had that ping pong bar for a while, and I'm just like, is there a movie called Ping Pong?
Yes.
There's not. Susan Sarandon.
All right.
I can't think.
You know what's about to happen, Doug.
I can't believe it.
Oh, my God!
I can't believe it.
I mean, do you know what's about to happen? You're welcome.
This was all planned.
I think that's about
it was
to
all
happen.
Planned. You Googling it now?
You can't Google it.
No, I need to know what I'm...
We're done.
He's
we're,
checking
we're
it
done.
Out.
Go up.
Did because I officially win?
I think we're, you did, yeah.
We're gonna beat ourselves.
I think you're the winner.
I just want to thank you all for being here tonight. On the night that I won Doug Dissolves Movies. I think I walk away right now. I walk away and I think that's what happens.
Oh, I want to so say excited. The meddler.
Congratulations.
Pretty
exciting.
The
man.
Client. Oh.
Oh.
She's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, I don't know if she's in that one.
Didn't she wear a baseball uniform?
Anywhere but here.
Yeah, Natalie Portman.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
But
Susan Sarandon. Wow.
Light sleeper.
And had I said The Last of Robin Hood, y'all would have been like, no.
Who's seen Atlantic City?
Nobody.
Come on. Come on. Somebody. Oh, my God.
Bernard and Doris.
She rubs lemons on her breasts in that movie.
That's sanitary. Yeah. Cleans it all out.
Robot right. And Frank.
But was she in a baseball movie?
Yeah.
Besides Bull Durham?
Yeah, it was called Bull Durham.
Besides Bull Durham. Wasn't she one?
Besides, she wears a uniform.
She's
not in A League of Their Own.
Gina Davis, you racist.
Oh.
Racist?
I do get them mixed up. I do get them mixed up.
Speed Racer.
Little Women. Right.
We got to go, you guys.
Enchanted.
Oh, yeah. Speed Racer.
The
all right.
Lovely Bones.
Yeah. So, she's in a million
Eastwick.
Movies.
I fucking
which is
love
a Beastwick, of course.
You
I'm
actually said.
Loba before I come to the show.
You actually said Witches of Eastwick,
I did earlier.
Eastwick earlier in the show.
Listen, just because you wanted me, you can rub it in my fucking face.
Listen, this woman has done a lot of movies. She should probably do this for a living.
Beetlejuice, come get your prizes. Congratulations.
Oh,
shit. Watch your step. No lawsuits. No lawsuits. And let's do some plugs real quick. Josh, what do you got to plug?
I do a podcast with Freddie Prinze Jr. called Prince and the Wolf, which is a lot of fun. You can check it out on iTunes. And comedianjoshwolf.com for tour dates. And I'll be in Buffalo, I think, the 10th, 11th, and 12th of this month.
All right. And that movie that
And her movie. Give me a good one. In my wife's movie.
Yeah. My wife.
Wife.
a remix.
Yeah, yeah, a little of both.
Yeah.
Her movie comes out on January 19th. Combo, it's called Forever My Girl. It is a
Forever My Girl, you guys. Yeah,
it's a fantastic movie.
It has
movie,
no
guys.
Swearing.
It's a really good movie. Really good movie.
I'm
really
not kidding
movie.
Around.
Yeah. He's not.
Yeah. A lot of people listen movie. To my fucking show. They're like, I want something that doesn't have swearing.
There is
That's
no
what
swearing.
I said. There's yeah. no swearing. Yeah.
That's impressive.
There's people out there that like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian Regan's really funny.
He's the funniest.
He doesn't swear. Michael Cudlitz, what's going on? This has been a pleasure, first of all. And secondly, what... where can people see you? What's up?
You can catch Josh and Freddie Prince on the podcast, available on iTunes. No, I got nothing going on at all. It's kind of sad when you say it like that, isn't it?
You haven't started a podcast?
I got a movie coming out next year, but it's a ways away.
It's too early.
The story of John DeLorean. It's kind of awesome, actually.
He was a famous time traveler.
He was the famous time traveler. He was, actually. We're not going to make it. So, that's it.
Well, thank you very much for being here, dude. And Jessime Peluso.
Yes.
What's up?
I've got my Sharp Tongue podcast that I do on all the things. Google
but what is it called? We know what you do
Sharp
on
Tongue
it.
Sharp Tongue podcast. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to be at the Denver Comedy Works for Martin Luther King weekend.
Oh.
14th, 15th, and 16th.
Don't know why. Denver, yeah.
So many weird noises.
I just saw where you
There's, were. Yeah.
Denver,
people,
yeah.
Are, people just set off by things.
Denver,
and Denver, yeah.
Yeah,
used to be a, used and, to be a thing on the show.
JessieMae.com for all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel you did tonight?
Pretty fucking bad. I had a great time.
I think everyone's going to love it.
I had a great time.
I think people are going to beg for more.
Awesome.
I'm going to do regular installments of the dumbest dummies.
We got to be on like the greatest dummies.
Tonight's episode of You Thought You Were Stupid. Doug knows movies, but nobody else who's on the podcast with him does.
We're back with more of Wait, Do Tell Me. Doug Loves Movies is back in San Diego at the American Comedy Company on February 14th, Valentine's Day!
Love isn't
real.
It's
becoming a San Diego tradition. Be sure to hashtag Double Yank. And
Jesus.
One more time for all of my guests, Josh Wolf, Michael Cudlitz, and Jessime Peluso. As always, I don't need your shithead, Josh, because you won.
Oh,
you prevailed. I know this has never happened.
Yeah, so what do I do with
take
it?
Take it back. Just give them back their stupid
why
Beetlejuice
don't you get to
album.
Keep that? You should keep that.
I mean, it's a lovely Beetlejuice album.
Nick, I can't keep this?
You can keep it if you want.
Hey, wait.
Oh, yeah, there's some shit
I
on
need
it.
That.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it at you.
Try to wrap this up. What happened?
I was going Yeah. Yeah, I lost. I may as well sign your fucking action figure. Sure, whatever I can do to make you feel better, buddy.
McDonald's.
I'm just gonna go home and cry myself to sleep.
McDonald's forgetting to give me my second cheeseburger is a shithead. I'm glad you were able to get back at that. Probably no more important issues to you in your life. This one makes more sense to me. Having to go back to New York where it's -2 degrees is a shithead.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room